Today we learned Brachos Daf Lamed Vav. We left off on the bottom of Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We were discussing why, when it comes to grapes, if you turn grapes into wine, so since it changed l'shvach, you make a new bracha, it's a Bar Pri HaGafen. But when it comes to olives, even though it's l'shvach, the change when you squeeze it and make oil out of it, it still gets a bracha of Bar Pri Eitz. So the Gemara just wonders, when would you ever make a Bar Pri Eitz on drinking olive oil? It can't be that you're drinking it straight, because if you drink it straight, it's going to be mazik you, so there shouldn't be any bracha at all. Pashtus, Rama says it should be shahakal, whatever it is, but it certainly wouldn't be a Bar Pri Eitz. And it can't be that you're having it together with bread, because if you're having it together with bread, then the halacha is kol shu ikar v'imo tfeila mevarech al ikar poteres a tfeila. You always make a bracha on the ikar and not the tefil. You'd only make a bracha on the bread and not the oil. So the Gemara says, no, it must be the case is that you have lots of oil and a little of anigron, mixing it with anigron for therapy, and because it's a substantial amount of oil, the anigron is considered the tefil, the oil is still considered an ikar, so you'd still make a bracha on it. The Gemara says on top of Amud Aleph that you do make a bracha on things that you take for therapeutic purposes if it tastes decent. If it has a good taste to it, you would still make a bracha even if it's for therapeutic purposes. In that context, we happen to mention that a choshish begrono lo yarena b'shem b'tchila b'shabbos, that you shouldn't gargle oil on Shabbos to heal a throat, a sore throat, because that's considered to be refuah on Shabbos. But if you mix it with anigron, so and you eat it and you drink it normally, that's considered to be even though you're doing it l'shem refuah, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos because it's not so obvious that it's l'shem refuah. The Gemara then has a machlokas, what bracha you make on wheat flour. So the Gemara tried to bring a raya from the fact that we said that on barley flour you make a shahakal. Makes it sound that on wheat flour you wouldn't make a shahakal, you'd make a bar pri adama. The Gemara says no, it's not a raya, and we therefore, so the machlokas stands whether it's shahakal or hadama. But like we said, barley flour is definitely a shahakal. Then we have a machlokas, what bracha you make on the shoots of palm. This is not hearts of palm, it's a different part of the palm tree. So the Gemara makes a rule that anything that you don't plant the tree for would only be a shahakal. So you certainly, like a radish, you plant it for the radish. So even though it's going to get hard, but it would still be adama. But when it comes to something that you'd never planted it for, then it would be a shahakal. The Gemara then tells us that Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to a caper bush, Rabbi Akiva only thinks that the berry is a fruit. When you call it a fruit, it has a lot of halachic ramifications, and Gemara discusses all of them. Number one, the bracha, you make bar priates. It's chiv in maestros, chiv in orla, so it would have all of these halachos. Beishamai is mesupak. He's not sure if it's a fruit or a vegetable, so he's machmir in Eretz Yisrael, mekel in chutz laretz when it comes to orla, meaning if it's a fruit, it would be subject to arla. If it's a vegetable, it would be subject to kilei akerem. So Beishamai says that it's klayim bekerem because he's mesupak, so he's going l'chumra. The general halacha by a suffik arla, the Gemara tells us at the very bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, is suffik arla be'eretz Yisrael aser ubesurya muter ubechutz laretz yarid lokech ubevach leirenu locate. That a suffik arla in Eretz Yisrael is going to be aser, in Surya is going to be muter, and in chutz laretz beyond Surya, it's not only muter, even if you know the guy has some arla trees in his yard, as long as you don't see that he took the fruit straight from those trees, you're allowed to go and buy it from him. The Gemara then asks, wait, what about the husk of the caper berry? Why is the husk not chayiv in arla, based on the fact that it's a shomer lepriya, and the halacha is es hatafel lepriyo? The pasuk says ra'atam arla, so es piriyo, we darshan es hatafel lepriyo. So even the shomer lepri should be subject to arla. So the Gemara has three possibilities of what the definition of shomer lepri is. It only accepts the third possibility. The first possibility says maybe shomer lepri is only like the pri itself if it's there both when the fruit is mechuber lekarka and when it's tolish min hakarka. Whereas over here, that's not the case. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe shomer lepri is only when it's not there when it ripens. But if it's there when it ripens, or maybe only then it's not a shomer lepri. And the third possibility is it wouldn't kill the fruit to remove it. A shomer lepri would have to be something that when you remove it, the fruit would die. But over here, you remove the husk, the fruit doesn't die. Therefore, it doesn't have the status of a shomer lepri. Because it doesn't have the status of a shomer lepri, that's why it's not going to be chayv in arla. The husk of the caper bush is not going to be chayv in arla. In that context, while we were bringing all those riots of what's a shomer lepri, what's not a shomer lepri, we got into a whole discussion about different trees, a whole machlokas, b'shaim v'silal, when you're allowed to be kotzei tzilanos during the Shemitah year when you're not allowed to be mafsid peiros of Shemitah. So that was a whole side discussion. Toward the bottom of the Yamad, the Gemara tells us that pilpuli, peppercorns, and znagvila, which are ginger, only count as foods when they're moist, in terms of arla, in terms of a bracha, in terms of eating on Yom Kippur. So when it's moist, you're not allowed to have it on Yom Kippur because it's achila, it's chayv in arla, it's something that you would have to make a bracha on. When it's dry, then it wouldn't count as a food, and all of those halachos won't apply. And the Gemara tells us, eitz machal, lahavi eitz tam, lahavi eitz shetam eitzo upir yoshava, vezazea pilpulin, lamdacha shal pilpulin chayavim ba'arla. How do we know that they're chayavim ba'arla? Because the Torah uses the term eitz machal, something that the eitz and the fruit taste the same. That's referring to pilpulin, and it also teaches us another lesson, she'en Eretz Yisrael chaseira klum, that Eretz Yisrael has everything. It even has trees where the fruit and the tree taste exactly the same. And that's a kiyum of the pasuk, lo sechzar kolba, that there's nothing missing in Eretz Yisrael. And then at the very bottom, we didn't get to it today, there's a machlokas, what bracha to make on wheat cereal mixed with honey, and the Gemara says that chavetz kedera definitely gets a shakal, but Rav Yisrael will discuss that in more detail tomorrow.